At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I'm going to share a story here, and we're going to get a guy by the name of Roger Pelkey on the line. But before I do that, I want to share the beginning of his column. He was a tenured professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, and he's a climate scientist. And the lesson that we're going to learn from Roger here in a moment is, man, you could be even on the far left, and you can still get canceled if you do not fall in line with everything that the whack jobs, I would say, want you to say on any particular issue. I mean, some of this is happening with the trans issue right now, but this is how Roger began his piece, and currently he is not a professor, and he's going to explain all of this. He will share his story about what happened to him. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and I don't often read the columns from the guests, but I do want to, you know, start this interview with his column, because he says this: who is the only person to appear in both the hacked 2009 ClimateGate emails and the stolen 2016 Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks emails? That would be me, Roger Pelkey says. Both cases exposed efforts to censor my research and damage my career at the University of Colorado Boulder. And in each case, I thought, thank goodness for tenure and academic freedom. These days, I have less confidence in academic freedom. In December, at age 56, I left the University of Colorado after 24 years as a tenured professor, spending much of that time focused on climate change. In the 10 years before my departure, I was investigated, bullied, and shunned to the point where leaving the university, once unthinkable, became inevitable. He says Colorado shut the Science Policy Center that I started, led, canceled the graduate classes that I developed. It moved me to a tiny office that was actually a storage room, and then commandeered the space to store boxes and empty filing cabinets. Later, it moved me to an office in the football stadium that was inaccessible for months. Finally, it refused to place me in any department, so I had no classes to teach. This is a stunning story. Roger Pelkey's on the line with us this afternoon. Roger, thank you so much for joining us on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I want to start this just because you're on a conservative radio station, conservative talk show, but you make it very clear that this is interesting. You even wrote, you seem like an unlikely candidate for cancellation because you're a pretty big critic of Donald Trump. You voted for Hillary, for Joe Biden, and for Kamala Harris. We can have discussions about that at another time, but that's maybe what makes this situation even more unique and more strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much a centrist, you know, center right some days, center left some other days. But in academia, you know, being a centrist is, akin to being far right. So that's kind of the root of what lies behind my story.
So where do we start here? This kind of happens in February 2015, where things change. You want to kind of go back to that spot and just share the story from there?
Yeah, I'm pretty well known for my work in climate science and policy, and I have the privilege to be able to testify before the U.S. Congress from time to time. And I gave some testimony that went viral, basically repeating mainstream science that hurricanes haven't increased, tornadoes haven't increased, floods haven't increased, despite, you know, what you read in the media. But in 2015, a member of Congress announced that he was investigating me, a Democrat from New Mexico, alleging that I had been taking money under the table from ExxonMobil in exchange for my testimony. And that really turned things upside down for me on my campus at the University of Colorado.
So how do you think, because obviously, and I've had folks on my show over the years who are, you know, and I would even describe myself as a lukewarmer. You're not denying that the climate changes. You're just kind of approaching the science in an accurate way, and you're not trying to spin everything towards climate alarmism or apocalyptic, you know, scenarios. And I've had other guests like Dr. Roy Spencer and others come on here, and the first thing that everyone says is, well, you're in the pockets of the oil companies, right?
Right. That's it usually descends from talking about the science and the data into personal attacks and who's funding who. Very quickly on this topic.
So when this happens after they make those allegations, you're under investigation. What happens at the University of Colorado?
So the University of Colorado went through with the investigation. There was a few other faculty at other universities across the country who also had a request to be investigated. And at the time, some university presidents said, you know, bug off. Our faculty have academic freedom. We're not going to investigate them. My university did, and you know, it was no surprise I came out publicly. There was no under-the-table money. My views are my views. I've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I really think the congressman announced the investigation so he could get his headline in the New York Times and really didn't follow through much after that. But my university went through it. But the big change, you know, really wasn't the investigation. It was just the tenor that I was received with at my university that changed.
So, you know, how do you even begin to describe what that felt like? Because you're just trying to do what you've always done, and all of a sudden you have pressure that eventually, as you wrote in this piece a couple of weeks ago, just completely pushed you away, pushed you out.
Yeah, so at universities we have academic tenure. That means you can't be fired for things you write or do. But it doesn't mean that administrators can't make your life difficult, if not miserable. So, for example, my office was commandeered and used for storage. I couldn't use it. Wasn't provided a phone or a computer. My class teaching assignments were changed every semester. And, you know, no raises. and just general difficulties working on campus. And for me, you know, it was a cost-benefit exercise that, you know, I'm not complaining. I've landed great. And but at some point, it was easier just to leave than to stay. And that was the result of decision-making by administrators.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that you're not, you know, trying to make yourself a victim here. But I think it's important. And when I hear you tell a story like that, when I read this piece, I always recommend this movie called The Lives of Others. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. This is the kind of stuff that sounds like East Germany. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like America. It doesn't sound like at a university on an American campus, what happened to you.
I think that's a good analogy. I was the subject of a couple, you know, propped up investigations. I put those in quote because they were kind of meaningless. And it is true that administrators on college campuses can make life difficult for faculty members. We're supposed to have academic freedom, which means that we can write and say what we believe. We can call balls and strikes. And without that, the university isn't the university. I'm a big fan of universities. I just wish they would work.
Well, but how, I'd like to be a big fan too, but I'm concerned about where they are. And I've shared this story with my audience a couple of times, and I'll kind of make it brief here in the synopsis form because I think it kind of crosses over into your themes. I was given some audio from a listener the day after the election. It was a journalism class at the University of Missouri, documentary film class. I went to the University of Missouri. I was a bachelor of journalism in 1986 and kind of lost track with the university. But when this was shared with me, it was just jarring what I heard from this professor. And the dad that ended up sharing it with me panicked because of his own son, didn't want his son to have retaliation. I completely understand that. as a father. But what I did as a parallel path is I reached out to the dean of the J school at Mizzou. His name is David Kirpius. I didn't know David. I reached out and said, look, you might want to hear this audio because it's pretty jarring. And now, look, I'm not naive. I know that college professors are pretty left wing and they're pretty radical. But even what I heard in this audio, and I had promised not to share it, so I still haven't shared it with the audience, was really kind of stunning. So I start this dialogue with the J school dean, and he invites me up for a basketball game, and we now have a little bit of a relationship. But he was very stern with me at one point, because when we were having a discussion about what this professor did, he said to me, well, that's been dealt with. That won't happen again. And I didn't want to have a, you know, we were going to a basketball game that night. I didn't want a bunch of tension. But what I really wanted to say is, okay, maybe you had that talk, but I know this for sure. It's happened before that day. And I know it's happened a lot. And this had nothing to do with journalism and nothing to do with it was just things like, you know, capitalism is idiotic, stuff like it was unbelievable. I think if most people in Missouri would hear a professor at the state university say some of these things, not to mention profanity and stuff, I think they would be shocked, which is one of the reasons I wanted to expose this. But I think that what that represented, and you wrote about this in your piece, is that, you know, you don't have any conservative faculty to push back and say, hey, wait a second here. Maybe there's another perspective, right? And that's a big concern, certainly of mine. And I think parents need to be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I do think you're onto something. And it's more than just the political leanings of the faculty, which has moved more and more to the left over, you know, a period of like 50 years. It's the use of the institution and the institution's authority to pursue policy and political gains, as if the university is a non-governmental organization, an activist group. I can tell you, my courses, I taught in an environmental studies program. I'm a policy professor. My courses were enormously popular with the students. They really liked them, and that's probably one of my reasons for my downfall. In my classes, I would try to bring in all perspectives. You know, people that are called climate deniers, Republicans, Democrats, people who want to do degrowth. And my goal was to expose the students to a wide range of opinions.
Right.
And I can tell you that was not always popular on my campus. Why are you platforming this person or that person? I get it. You know, part of contemporary politics is to try to get people not to listen to people on the other side, whatever that happens to be. But universities are the last places where that should take place. I always told my students, you know, my job is not to tell you what to think. My job is to teach you how to think. And I'm a strong believer that some ways of thinking are better than others in the sense that they lead you to more reliable conclusions. But what my students choose to value or who they vote for, you know, I told them, you know, I apologize. I could care less. That's their
business
number.
Right, absolutely. Now, on the climate change front, let me ask this question. I'm assuming, do you know who, you know Robert Mueller from Berkeley, by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so Robert Mueller was a guest on my show. This goes back a long time ago. In fact, I'm looking at the audio in my file right now. It was 2014. And the reason he was on my show, and he was a guy who was questioning, you know, how much man-made climate change was real. He decided, and I don't know where he is these days, that we were contributing quite a bit. But we, and you know, Roger, we just experienced, I don't know if you saw, those terrible tornadoes here in the St. Louis area last Friday. We had some more storms last night. But I think this was in the aftermath maybe of what happened in Joplin, if I match up the dates here. And he had a piece that was in the New York Times that was called The Truth About Tornadoes, right? And you might have read it at the time, but here's what he told me. This always kind of jumped out to me. This is what he told me 10, 12 years ago. Can we stem the tide?
Suggestions to do something about it will not work, partly because they're completely focused on the United States.
Yeah.
If the United States were to disappear...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here, tomorrow, no more greenhouse gases. The world emissions would be back where they were in 4 years, simply from the growth of China.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, I remember that. It stuck out, but that doesn't get repeated. Now, I don't know if his math is completely on right now with where we are with emissions, but how would you react to even that? Because here we are, and we, you know, you see big, bad hurricanes, climate change gets blamed. You get a terrible winter like we had here in St. Louis, climate change. The tornadoes, climate change. So what is your reaction to that?
Yeah, so at a very basic level, we are adding energy to the climate system, and it is getting warmer. And that's kind of, you know, climate science 101.
Right.
That's not particularly controversial. Extreme events, things get really complicated really fast. It's true that heat waves have increased. So has extreme rainfall. But flooding has not. Tornadoes, as much a chance that they've gone down in the United States as up. And hurricanes, similar, drought, similar. There's no strong trends. But the fact that we're altering the system means that we're creating some uncertainties and risks for the future. And all else equal, we'd probably like to not have those risks. And so that takes us to energy policy. And it turns out there are some pretty smart, pragmatic, politically centrist approaches to energy policy that would have the effect of reducing emissions. I'll just name one. Coal. I know the Trump administration, you know, loves big, beautiful coal, but the decline of coal in the United States and most of the world, you know, except for China and India, we could talk about that, has been a decades-long process. We have the technologies. Natural gas, which the U.S. is the world leader in, is one. Nuclear power, which is seeing a renaissance in many places. Just getting off of coal is a big win. It's a win for the U.S. economy, and it's a win for the climate. Last week, there was just reports that, according to official Chinese data, which take it with a grain of salt, China's seeing a turn down in its coal emissions for the first time. So there's reason for optimism out there on energy and climate. Later this week, the Trump administration is going to release a couple of executive orders on nuclear power. So a lot of people worry about, you know, how do we get that last ton of carbon dioxide out of our economic activity? I'm more worried about the direction of travel. People want cheap energy. They want reliable energy. They want the U.S. to be secure. Every other country wants the same thing. So let's focus on direction of travel and the first steps rather than what things look like in 2050 or 2100, which is far beyond our policy and political timescales.
Do you have a particular opinion? I really haven't even talked about this because I was overseas when it happened. My first day that I was in Greece on vacation a couple of weeks ago was the power outage in Spain. And, you know, I read a couple of pieces about that. Do you have any opinion? Because they had just kind of declared all this energy dependency and then, boom, the lights go out.
Yeah, there are competing theories out there involving spikes in voltage and a loss of what's called inertia. But we'll have to wait and see what the investigations come up with. But what we do know is that the world's going to need tremendously more energy going forward. The United States, too, with the growth of AI and data centers and so on. And we're going to need to transform the physical infrastructure of the production of energy. At the same time, as we saw in Spain, we need to keep the lights on. And we don't need to just keep them on most of the time. People expect, and rightly so, that when you flip that switch, we're going to have the juice. So figuring out how to evolve, you know, the grid, which is, you know, one of the largest, most complicated machines humans have ever invented, it's a big deal. And often, you know, people will say, particularly on the left, that energy policy is a subset of climate policy. Climate is the big issue. Climate's important. Climate change is real. But it is a subset of energy policy. Energy does a lot more for us than concerns about climate change. Energy is what provides us security, and energy is the economy. So my thinking very much is that as events like what we saw in Spain and what we saw in Texas in the winter storm a few years ago cause massive disruption and even loss of life, you're going to see citizens and democracies demanding a smarter, more pragmatic approaches to energy policy.
You know, when you wrote this piece that I read, and thank you so much for this conversation this afternoon. I've really enjoyed it, and I think the audience has as well. You're rather optimistic, and I think I even heard some optimism at the beginning where you said, I expect that at Colorado, the fever of climate advocacy will break at some point, and science-backed views such as mine might again be welcome. Boy, I'm a glass half-empty guy, Roger, if we're being honest here. But man, because I just see what's happening with too many of these professors, and then your story is not alone. You know this. There's other people who've been kind of blown out of their universities because of alternative views. I don't know how I can stay optimistic that these discussions will, move forward in a way that's helpful for not only the students but for society.
So the United States has something like 4,000 post high school institutions. That includes college and universities, community colleges, and so on. The issues that we're talking about are really involving Ivy League, state flagship universities, something like 100 universities, which admittedly do most of the research and development in this country. But for most people in most places, you go to a university, a college, a community college, to get training that's going to allow you to increase your economic prospects going forward. And that's not going to change. And the U.S. has the strongest higher education system anywhere in the world. I do think that many leaders of universities, Johns Hopkins, Auburn, Texas Tech, and a few others, are aware of what needs to happen at their campuses. And I do think that the pendulum has probably swung way too far in the other direction with the Trump folks taking sledgehammers to universities. But I do think there's awareness that these institutions need to do better. They need to do better by their students, need to do better by their faculty. It's going to take a while for change to happen. But we need universities. I mean, this is the 21st century, and we need the best and the brightest working on the most advanced science, technology, research, not just for energy policy, but for all sorts of things. So I am optimistic we're going to sort it out. I just hope it's doesn't take too long.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you. Listen, sincerely, thank you so much for taking some time. I thought this was an awesome conversation. I thought it was important for people to hear. So I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And all best to all folks impacted by the severe weather. That's no fun.
Thank you very much. Take care, Roger.
All right. Bye-bye.
And, on that front, there are some new very emotional comments from the mayor of St. Louis that we'll get to in the audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.